In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The leader of a statewide school superintendents group is concerned about decisions being forced onto administrators and teachers. K-12 Alliance of Michigan Executive Director Bob McCann says without a statewide mask mandate, schools are forced to make decisions on their own. McCann says the message about masking up has been clear, but hasn't seen the action.
We saw the Department of Health and Human Services put a slide up on the screen that said if there is not a statewide mask mandate, that we are greatly increasing the risk of transmission in the schools, particularly of the Delta variant. And yet the department isn't taking action to mitigate that to the best extent possible. And that's where I think the frustration comes in.
McCann says the biggest issue with masking in schools is how politicized it's become. McCann worries children's safety isn't being put first. Most recent Michigan data shows 51% of staff and residents of nursing homes have been vaccinated against COVID-19, despite the disproportionate share of deaths this group has seen since the pandemic began. More than 5,700 residents and staff of nursing homes and other long-term care facilities in Michigan have died from COVID-19. They make up roughly 27% of the state's total deaths, but less than 1% of the population. Lisa Denon Cooper with AARP Michigan says her group is calling on nursing homes to require residents and staff to get the vaccine.
Increasing vaccination rates in nursing homes is just one of the most common sense and powerful actions we can take to protect the lives of these vulnerable older adults.
President Biden has already said nursing homes must require vaccinations in order to keep receiving Medicaid and Medicare funding. Opponents of those mandates are concerned it may worsen already severe staff shortages. A statement has been released by Van Buren County Chief Judge Kathleen Brickley on the case of South Haven peer shooter Aiden Ingalls. Police said this week that Ingalls was just released from probation a month ago after he was caught making threats to shoot up Pawpaw High School at the age of 15 back in 2018. He was sentenced as a juvenile in the case. Judge Brickley writes, "The justice system is a constant balancing act, balancing our rights and liberties as individuals with the safety and security of the public. We have our state and federal constitutions, statutes, court rules, and processes designed to find that balance and to protect both interests." She goes on to say, "Those processes always work better when the different players in the justice system work together. In this case, after much deliberation, there was an agreement by elected prosecutor at the time that the chosen path forward was the right one, and there was no appeal of the court's decision." She closed by writing, "Today we all mourn a tragedy, offer our condolences to the affected families, and should come together as a community to make sure that we all support and help those in need." In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.